It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 12-0 over Dort. As we get ready for game number two here tonight between the Broncos and the Defenders, we'll get to the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, but friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Hastings College here in game number two, Zach Peterson will lead off. He'll be in center field today. Brandon Utrep will be your shortstop. He'll bat second. Ryan Schrod will play in left field here in the second half of the twin bill. He'll bat third today. Bryce McMullen, the right fielder, batting fourth. Eric Anderson, the designated hitter, will bat fifth. Dylan Fitzgerald, the third baseman, will bat sixth. Ty O'Brien, the second baseman, will bat seventh. A.J. Schaefbauer, the first baseman, will bat eighth. Grant Krause, the catcher, will bat ninth. And on the mound for Hastings here in game number two will be Vinny Schmidt. For Dort, they will go with Taylor Neuroth out in right field. He'll bat first. Josh Van Epps, the catcher, batting second. Colton Van Otterloo, the center fielder, will bat third. Zach Fowler, the first baseman, will bat fourth. Then we'll see Dylan Brandenhorst, the designated hitter. Trent Russi, the shortstop. Justin Silva, the left fielder. Chris Schreiber, the third baseman. And Andrew Randall, the second baseman on the mound for Dort here in game number two, will be Isaac Vanderhart. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in the city of Hastings. Member FDIC. Taylor Neuroth, he starts off the second ball game with a ground ball to second, fielded here nicely by Hastings College, who records the out over at first base. Vinny Schmidt on the mound for Hastings here in game number two. Vinny, of course, the Hastings side product, who's thrown a lot of innings here at Duncan Field. It was a mainstay for the Hastings Five Points Bank Legion team the past couple of summers. Vinny is 3-0 on the season. He has thrown 14 1/3 innings, and he has not allowed a run in the 14 1/3. He's given up just 5 base hits in his first 14 innings at the collegiate level. Vinny has walked 3 guys, and he has struck out 18. Teams are batting only 1-11 against Vinny Schmidt, the freshman from Hastings High. This is Josh Van Epps up there for Dort. And a pitch by Vinny is going to miss down low, and it's 1-2. We were told in between the games that Brandon Fulkema for Dort developed some arm troubles in that first ball game, and that's the reason why he left after 2 2/3 innings. And now the pitch was down low. Check swing by Josh Van Epps. The ball got away from the catcher, Grant Krause. He just goes out and touches Van Epps, and that records the strikeout. So it was a called strike on Josh Van Epps. Grant Krause drops the ball, and he just goes out and touches Van Epps to record the strikeout. So now there's two men out here in this inning. And going back to Fulcombe, he developed some elbow problems throwing in this cold weather, they say. They're blaming that on the cold weather. And I chatted with Steve Sponberg in between games. He's kind of concerned about throwing Vinny out there in the cold weather. The temp is at 37 degrees here for game number two. There's a high chopper off of the dirt around the plate. Comes out to Vinny on the pitcher's mound, and he throws over to first base. So it's a 1-2-3 inning here for Dort. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Dort nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed, the better bank.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the best place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is Hastings' only independent family medicine clinic dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. We're your family's home for healthcare at 1021 West 14, supporting Hastings College and all area student athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the pitcher for Dort here in game number two is going to be Isaac Vanderhart. Vanderhart, 1-1 on the season, ERA at 3.27. He'll be making his fourth appearance of the season. This will be his third start. He's thrown 11 innings, giving up 10 hits, 6 runs, 4 of those earned, 5 base on balls, 13 strikeouts. Team is batting 244 against him. Isaac Vanderhart, the pitcher here for the Dort Defenders in game number two. Vanderhart, a freshman out of Pella, Iowa. We were talking about the cold weather and the pitchers. Steve Sponberg has kind of instructed Vinny to head back into the locker room area, if at all possible, as much as he can. You don't like to throw your pitchers out there in cold weather like we have right now because you develop a lot of problems, and that was the case with Brandon Fulcombe in game number one. We understand some arm problems after 2 2/3 innings thrown in the cold weather, so Benny's going to get some extra heat in between his appearances on the mound today. Instructed to head back to the locker room area here at Duncan Field where there's a little bit of heat back there. They tell us the temp here for game number two, 37 degrees, winds out of the northwest at 12 miles per hour. And it feels like temp is at 29 degrees. There's the ball hit to a second base, bobbled there momentarily by Andrew Randall, but he gets it over to first base to retire Zach Peterson. So he's retired to play from second to first, and that's going to bring up Brandon Utrep next.
Brandon Utrep.
Ty O'Brien came up with some arm problems as well during practice sessions this week, playing in the cold weather. He was a little iffy today on whether or not he would play, but O'Brien made it through the first ball game, and he's in the lineup here for game number two as well. So his elbow must not be bothering him too much here today. Brandon Utrep is at the plate down for Hastings. He's the shortstop. Vanderhart is the pitcher here for Dort. He's a right-handed thrower, and his pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Hastings hit the ball well in game number one. In fact, they had 10 base hits in the ball game against the Dort pitching staff. Four pitchers came out and threw for the defenders. Utrep was one of only two guys in the lineup that did not get a base hit in that first ball game. Utrep started the day with a batting average of 209. He's ahead on the count here, though, at 3 balls and 1 strike. So Zach Peterson grounds out to begin the ball game here for Hastings. This is Utrep up there next, and then Ryan Schrod would be next. There's the ball. It's going to be hit towards center field. And Van Otterloo is going to grab that one on the run over there in left center. So Utrep gives it a ride, but right at the center fielder, Colton Van Otterloo. That's going to bring up Ryan Schrod next. Ryan Schrod in the first ball game. He had one hit, two RBIs. Schrod had a single in the first inning. Hastings scored three runs in the first inning in the first ball game today. Grounded out once, walked once, walked again, and then grounded out again. That was the day for Ryan Schrod in game number one. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count is sitting at no balls and one strike now to Ryan Schrod. Hastings starts this ball game with a record of 12 wins and 16 losses, now 4-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort 6-15. They are now 3-8 in conference play. And there's a swing and a miss. That was the third strike as they make the correction on the scoreboard and a strikeout. Hastings goes down in orders. Ryan Schrod was kind of handcuffed there on the breaking pitch. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the second inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Dort nothing.
You might have played in the NBA. You might have served as an Undersecretary of Agriculture or an Assistant Secretary of State, a Chief Justice of the Nebraska Supreme Court, or a world-famous mathematician. If you are, you might be a Hastings College alumni. Former Broncos populate some of the highest positions in the most prestigious areas of endeavor. Many of them are still in touch. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
What does inspired healthcare mean to you? Complete diagnostic services close to home and right when you need it? Mary Lanning Healthcare is meeting those needs with Midwest Imaging. Midwest Imaging provides services such as X-ray, CT scan, and an open MRI in your community. In most cases, we can see you right away with same-day appointments, and new patients are always welcome. Learn more at marylanning.org and see how your care is our greatest inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College baseball coverage brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, by Family Medical Center, also by Five Points Bank, and by the Hastings Tribune. Hastings winning game number one tonight, 12-0 over Dort. No score after one inning in game number two. Dort is now coming up here in the top of the inning. Zach Fowler, Dylan Brandenhorst, and also a Trent Ruzzi coming up here to face Vinny Schmidt. And Hastings College here in this one. There's a high fly ball out toward center field in the very first pitch that he sees. And it's going to be caught down there. Boy, it took a long time to get down. Zach Peterson grabs it out there in center field. High fly ball from Zach Fowler. And now coming up to the play is going to be Dylan Brandenhorst. Brandenhorst did not play in game number one. Here today, his batting average on the season is sitting at .310. He's got 9 base hits in 29 trips to the plate. The pitch by Vinny is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, nothing and one. Brandenhorst, he's got a couple of doubles. He's got 2 RBIs, no home runs. 3 base on balls and 10 strikeouts so far this season for Brandenhorst. He will bat here from the right-hand side. Dort is in their white baseball pants and their gold tops here this evening. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it is now 1 ball and 1 strike to Brandenhorst. Ruzzi is scheduled up there next, and we'll see Justin Silva. Not a lot of position changes for Hastings here for the second half with a twin bill. There's a pitch that's thrown in there for a strike. Vinny Schmidt on the mound. Grant Krause behind the plate. Other than that, exact same lineup as we saw in game number one. Why not? 12-0. Hastings picked up the win. Over the Dort defenders. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's on the way. That's going to be down low for a ball. Good scoop there by Krause. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody else seeing action here today in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as baseball is concerned. This is actually a makeup game from a couple of weeks ago. They got wiped out here because of inclement weather at Duncan. Certainly nothing close to ideal conditions here today. But the temp still out of the 20s for the wind chill reading. Three balls and two strikes here. Next pitch is hit on the ground towards second. O'Brien picks it up. He goes to first base. That's going to be in time. Brandon Horst is retired in the play from second to first. And now Trent Russi comes up to the plate next. He is the shortstop. He had a base hit in the first ball game. He struck out once and into a double play. Dorn had just five base hits in the entire game in game number one, including two in the last inning. There's a fastball delivered up there by Vinny. It's going to be down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Justin Silva is in the on-deck circle here for the Dort defenders, but there's two men out here in this second inning. Next pitch is foul tap back into the face mask of Grant Krause. Base goes back and retrieves the mask. In the meantime, Vinny gets a new baseball out there as Krause takes his position behind the plate here. One ball, one strike now to Trent Russi for the Dort defenders. That's for the right-hand side. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away as the winds continue to blow out to center field here this evening. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball, and it's now two balls and one strike here to Trent Russi for Dort. Senior out of Pella, Iowa. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It's on the way. That's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. And now it's two balls and two strikes. Russi, number six in the batting order here tonight. Where's number 20 in that gold uniform? Here comes the 2-2. It's on the way. That's going to be inside. Dancing away from the plate was Trent Russi. And now Vinny has worked this batter full at three balls and two strikes. Two men out. Nobody on here for Dort in the top half of the second inning. This will be another seven-inning ball game here tonight for game number two. Here comes a 3-2. That's going to be in there for a cold strike, and he strikes him out, and the inning is over. Russi is caught looking. That strikeout number two in the ball game for Vinny Schmidt. And the second straight inning, Dort goes down in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the second with a score of Hastings nothing and Dort nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too, at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
You had a busy week for Hastings College baseball. Tomorrow they will head for Mitchell, South Dakota, and play Dakota Wesleyan in two ball games. Then they've got two games against Morningside on Wednesday. They'll come home Thursday and Friday and then head for Fremont for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. They've got four games against Midland. Then back here for two more games next Tuesday against Northwestern, and another makeup from a game that had to be called off a couple of weeks ago by inclement weather. So big stretch here for Hastings. 10 games this week, all in the conference. Off to a good start with a 12-0 win in the opener here tonight. Hastings going down in order in inning number one. So we've got 4, 5, and 6 up here. Bryce McMullen, Eric Anderson, Dylan Fitzgerald to face the Dort defenders Here in inning number two, Isaac Vanderhart is the pitcher. And the count here to Bryce McMullen is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. Bryce had a good ball game in the opener here today. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, 3-1. McMullen had a 3-run double in the fifth inning. Walked a couple other times, scored 2 runs. Flew out to right field. Now he walks again here. So Bryce McMullen gets a walk here in the second inning. That's the third walk he's had today. Eric Anderson coming up to the plate next. He's the DH in this ball game today. Anderson did the catching chores in game number one. Anderson had a couple of base hits and an RBI in the first contest. Had a couple of singles, reached on an error. Also flew out to shortstop in his 4 plate appearances. Pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count here to Eric Anderson. McMullen takes his lead down there at first base. Zach Fowler will hold him on now for the defenders. Here comes a pitch to the plate, hit towards short. Grab there. They flip it to second base for one. The relay throw over to first base is not going to be in time. Tough throw there by Randall, the second baseman. So they chop down McMullen at second base. Anderson gets the board. Now there's one man out here in the second inning. Dylan Fitzgerald coming to the plate next. Fitzgerald, third baseman. He'll bat from the right-hand side as well. Fitzgerald in game number one had 1 base hit, 2 RBIs, and a 2-run single in the third inning of play. Here's the pitch to him. It's going to be a fastball that misses inside. That's 1 ball and no strikes. Hastings not threatened in the first contest. 3 runs in the first. 5 in the third. 3 in the fifth. And 1 in the sixth inning. Hastings wins by a score of 12-0 over Dort. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. And it's 1 ball, 1 strike now to Dylan Fitzgerald. Started the day with a batting average of .264. Hastings with 10 base hits as a team there in that first ball game. Next pitch is going to be popped up first base side, and it's going to get out of play. 1-2. Hastings with a team batting average to start the day. We're only sitting at .234, which was dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but came up with 10 base hits there in the opener. Out hit Dort 10-5. 1 ball, 2 strikes now to Dylan Fitzgerald. The man is on at first base. That is Anderson. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside. Down low. Good stop there by Josh Van Epps. Digging that baby out of the dirt as the mask comes off. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Fitzgerald. Ty O'Brien, A.J. Schaefbauer, Grant Krause hoping to get a chance here for the Broncos in inning number two. Not much of a lead over at first base as the pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be a called strike on the outside corner, and goodbye Dylan Fitzgerald. He strikes out of the ballgame. Strikeout number two in the ballgame now for Vanderhart. Ty O'Brien coming up to the plate next. He's the second baseman. O'Brien, 1 base hit, 1 RBI in game number one. Also scored a run. Ty O'Brien started the day with a batting average of .221. Again, the pitch is going to be outside and down low as it's going to be chased down there by Van Epps. 1 ball, no strikes to Ty O'Brien here for Hastings. Reached on a fielder's choice, grounded out once, struck out once. Had a single in the sixth inning, scored a run. Next pitch is a fastball that's going to be outside and down low. And it is now 2 balls and no strikes. Dort will play Ty O'Brien pretty much straight away out there. Left fielder, he's been giving the Broncos the line all day long today, and Hastings has not been able to take advantage. Just pulled around way over into left center field. Three balls and no strikes now to Ty O'Brien as the next pitch misfires. Here comes a 3-0 pitch, taken all the way there, and it's going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. Baseline ball is given up there. Second walk of the ball game given up by Isaac Vander Hart. Hastings down with base runners on at first and second base. A.J. Schaefbauer coming to the plate next. He's the first baseman. Schaefbauer, he had a couple of base hits in game number one, a couple of singles in the third and sixth innings, and he struck out the other two times he was up there. Scored a run for Hastings. Comes up there now with base runners on at first and second base. Takes a big whack at that one and a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike now to A.J. Schaefbauer for Hastings. He's the product out of Rapid City, South Dakota, a senior playing here for head coach Steve Sponberg. Nothing and one to Schaefbauer. Vander Hart working from the stretcher with base runners on at first and second. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Chases after one there, and he falls behind it. No balls and two strikes. Schaefbauer with 15 strikeouts coming into the ball game here today. 10 base on balls, 17 base hits, and 69 trips to the plate. Behind in the count here, no balls and two strikes with two men out. Vander Hart comes set. Offers another one to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. Good eye there. One ball and two strikes now for A.J. Schaefbauer. Grant Krause, the catcher, swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for Hastings, hoping to get a crack at things here in this inning. Isaac Vander Hart again comes set as he works from the stretch. Next pitch is going to be popped up out of the outfield, drifting over to his right and grabbing the ball as the right fielder, Taylor Neurath. And the inning is over here for Hastings as Schaefbauer flies out to right field. The end of the inning. Hastings scoring no runs on no hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We play two here at Duncan Field, game number two today. The score is Hastings nothing and Dort nothing. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco Baseball brought to you in part by the Hastings College Foundation, also by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, by Hastings Convenient Care PC, and by the Hastings Tribune. We head to inning number three here tonight. No score between the defenders and the Broncos after Hastings won the first game tonight by a score of 12-0 over the defenders. Grant Savek was the winner for Hastings in game number one. He's now 3-3 on the season. A great ball game for the Broncos. Gave up no runs, had no walks, had six strikeouts and five base hits. Grant Savek the winner for Hastings. Vinny Schmidt throwing here for Hastings in game number two. This is Justin Silva. We got 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order to face Vinny here in this inning. There's a pitch that's going to be outside and down low. So the first one fouled away. This one misfires. And it's one ball and one strike now to Justin Silva, who's out in left field again here for the defenders in game number two. Attaboy. Next pitch is going to be a strike and a fastball delivered up there. 1-2 the count. Silva struck out once, reached on a fielder's choice, and was hit by a pitch in game number one. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Vinny. That's going to be outside, and it just misses. The count is now sitting at 2-2 to Justin Silva, who started the day with a batting average of 163. Dort, as a team, started the day with a batting average of 257. There's a pitch is outside and a check swing strike. And a strikeout as Silva goes down. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game now for Vinny. And that's going to bring up Chris Schreiber next. He's the third baseman. Schreiber batting average to start today at 316. He was 0-3 in game number 1. Grounded out once, reached on a fielder's choice, and grounded out again. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Chris Schreiber. Big kid, wears number 42. He steps in there. Junior from Dundee, Oregon. Playing in Sioux Center, Iowa. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. That's now 1-1 here to Schreiber. Andrew Randall would be next, the second baseman, and back to the top of the order. One man out for Dort here in the third. There's a big swing and a miss there by Schreiber. Now the count is 1-2. Hastings will play him pretty much straight away out there. The outfield with Schrond, Peterson, and McMullen from left to right. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He had him handcuffed. There he goes after an outside pitch. Swings it, error, and he's back to the first base dugout. Strikeout number 4 in the ball game now for Vinny. Andrew Randall coming to the plate next. Randall is a second baseman. He is 1-2 on the afternoon and the evening so far. Flew out to center field in the first ball game in the third. Had a base hit in the sixth, a single. Randall started the day with a batting average of .212. Here comes a pitch by Vinny. That's going to be in there for a strike. There's now 2-1. Vinny's now working into his 17th inning as a collegiate pitcher. Still has not allowed a run. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 down to Andrew Randall, batting the number 9 position here for the defenders. Grant Krause doing the catching chores. Gives Vinny the signal. There's a fastball delivered up there and a strike. Has 1-2. Vinny threw against the Concordia last week in one of the home ball games and picked up the win over the Bulldogs. 1-2. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses. Has now 2-2. Second half of the doubleheader after Hastings won the first game tonight by a score of 12-0 over Dort. The count is sitting at 2-2 here. Next pitch is going to be right down the pipe for a called third strike, and Vinny strikes out the side here in the third inning of play, getting Silva, Schreiber, and Randall to go down on strikes. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third with a score. Hastings nothing and Dort nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at HastingsLink.com. So nobody's had a base hit so far here in this ball game. Hastings had a couple of base runners thanks to a couple of walks, but have not been able to do anything with it. Grant Krause will come to the plate to lead off the third inning now for Hastings. 9-1-2 in the batting order here for the Broncos to face the Dort defenders and Isaac Vanderhart. And the first pitch to Grant Krause is going to be in there for a strike. Another good one. Krause did not play in game number one, doing the catching chores here for the second half of the doubleheader. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Krause has a batting average of 200 on the season. Six base hits in 30 trips to the plate. There's a ball hit high in the air out toward center field. Coming on is going to be Van Otterloo, and he makes the catch. Krause flies out to center field, and now the top of the order is coming up there. Here's Zach Peterson. Peterson is the center fielder. He grounded out his first time up there as he hit one to a second base. Zach Peterson in the first ball game, two hits, two RBIs. Had a two-run double, actually a two-run single in the third inning of play for Hastings. He also scored a couple of runs himself. First pitch to him is going to be in there for a strike, nothing and one. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side, out of play. No balls and two strikes now to Peterson. So both pitchers off to good starts here for their respective teams. Vinny Schmidt for Hastings College. And now Isaac Vanderhart for the Dort defenders. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. That one sails up high. Has now one ball and two strikes to Zach Peterson. Brandon Utrep would be next, and then Ryan Schrod. Hastings with one man out here in the third. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, and a strikeout there. Peterson way out in front of that one and strikes out. Strikeout number three in the ball game now for Isaac Vanderhart. Brandon Utrep coming up there next. Utrep flew out to center field his first time up there. Utrep will step in for the right-hand side. No hits, one RBI in game number one. Sends that one out to center field on the first pitch, and it's going to be caught there by Van Otterloo. So an easy inning there for Isaac Vanderhart. Hastings goes down in order here in the third inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the fourth inning with a score. Hastings nothing and Dort nothing.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to HastingsTribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at HastingsTribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
What does inspired healthcare mean to you? Complete care, close to home, and right when you need it? Mary Lanning Healthcare is meeting those needs with our Grand Island area family medical clinics. Central Nebraska Family Care in Grand Island, Wood River, and Donovan Family Care provide complete care in your community. In most cases, the healthcare providers can see you right away with same-day appointments, and new patients are always welcome. Learn more at marylanning.org and see how your care is our greatest inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, Hastings winning the first game 12-0 over Dort. Hastings with 12 runs, 10 base hits. They had one error. They left nine. Dort with no runs, five hits, two errors. They left five. Grant Sivek, the winning pitcher for Hastings in the first ball game, had no walks, six strikeouts, gave up five hits. Brandon Folkema was the losing pitcher for Dort. He lasted 2 2/3 before he had to be taken out of the ball game. He evidently developed some arm problems today throwing in the cold weather. He gave up seven runs, six hits, two walks, three strikeouts. So Folkema now 2-4 on the season. Hopefully he's All right, after sustaining an injury in game number one. Vinny Schmidt out there throwing for Hastings here in the cold in game number two tonight. Dort is up there with numbers 1, 2, and 3 in the batting order here. This is Taylor Neuroth out there. He grounded out his first time up there. He's the right fielder. Down to him is a 1-ball, 1-strike. Neuroth 0-3 in game number one. Struck out twice and lined out to the second baseman in his 3 plate appearances. Here comes the 1-1 pitch by Vinny. It's going to be inside for a ball, and it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. Vinny struck out to his side in hitting number 3 with Silva, Schreiber, and Randall all going down on strikes. 2-1 to count here. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Mentioned Vinny's outing last week. Picked up a 2-0 win over Concordia last week. Went the distance, gave up 4 hits, had 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. Ball hit toward third. There's a throw across the diamond. It's going to be in time. Fitzgerald over to Schaefbauer. That retires Neuroth. And that's going to bring up Josh Van Epps next, the catcher.
Now batting the catcher, number 5, Josh Van Epps.
Yeah, Vinny faced just, 23 guys in the ball game against the Concordia last week. First 3 innings have been pretty easy, all going down in order here for the Dort defenders. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-0 the count. Winds look like they have died down just a tad out there, but still a cool night tonight, 37 degrees. Game time temp for ball game number 2 here tonight. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And a count now with 2 balls and no strikes to Josh Van Epps, the catcher, the number 2 guy in the batting order. Then he's looking in for the sign here from his catcher, Grant Krause. Here comes the 2-0. It's going to be in there for a strike. At the knees on the outside corner, 2-1. Van Epps with a batting average to start today at .322. Batting gear from the right-hand side against the righty out there, and Vinny Schmidt. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. That's a slow breaking pitch. That's going to be in there for a strike again in the outside corner. Nice one delivered up there. 2 balls, 2 strikes now to Josh Van Epps. Readjusts his batting helmet. Now gets back into the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. Josh Van Epps strikes out. Strikeout number 6 in the ball game already for Vinny. And now Colton Van Otterloo will come to the plate next. Van Otterloo, he hit one back to the pitcher in inning number 1. He was 0-for-3 in game number 1. He struck out once, reached on an error, and flew out to center field. He's the second leading hitter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week with a .409 batting average. Had 9 RBIs against Midland last weekend in their weekend series. Had a couple of home runs. Here comes the 0-1 pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count is sitting at 1-ball and 1-strike now to Colton Van Otterloo for the Dort defenders. He's a senior from Rock Rapids, Iowa. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. That ball is hit to left center field. Could be problems, and it is. Schrod's not going to get to that one. Center fielder Peterson going to chase it down at 405 feet away. Going for third is Van Otterloo. Here comes the throw in, and he's in there. Head first slide at third base. So a triple delivered up there, and as soon as the ball and the bat met here, that one was going to go for a ride. A triple out to a left center field, 405 feet away as it goes bouncing off of the wall out there. Van Otterloo is aboard at third base here now for Dort. And Zach Fowler coming to the plate next. Fowler flew out to center field to begin inning number 2. He just knew Van Otterloo sooner or later would get a little piece of something, and he did. There's a high fastball that swings and misses. No balls, 1 strike down to Fowler. So Van Otterloo is aboard at third base. That's his 3rd triple of the 2018 season. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That's going to be
outside for a ball. It's now one ball and one strike. And what's that? We have rays of sunlight starting to break through the clouds here at Duncan Field. They told us 5 o'clock. They missed it by about an hour. First signs of the sun that we have seen so far today on a chilly day.
Yep.
Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. There's now one ball and two strikes. Van Otterloo is your base runner down there at third base for Dort. 0-0 is the score as we play here in the top half of the fourth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Vinny working from the stretch. Here comes the 1-2. It's on the way. That one just misses outside. Looked like Fowler wanted to pull the trigger and thought otherwise. Probably a good decision there. 2 balls and 2 strikes to Zach Fowler. He digs back in here on the right-hand side. Vinny again from the stretch. Here comes the 2-2. It's on the way. That's going to be outside and down low. Good stop there by Grant Krause. Now the count is full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brandon Horst, the DH, would be next. Then he would like to get Fowler retired here. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch. That's going to be in there. A cold strike in the outside corner, and he strikes him out. Strikes him out with a man on at third base. Fowler goes down. Strikeout number 7 in the ball game now for Vinny through the first 4 innings. So Dort threatens after the triple by Colton Van Otterloo, but they leave him stranded at third base. No runs on a base hit, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the 4th with a score. Hastings nothing and Dort nothing.
You might have played in the NBA. You might have served as an Undersecretary of Agriculture or an Assistant Secretary of State, a Chief Justice of the Nebraska Supreme Court, or a world-famous mathematician. If you are, you might be a Hastings College alumni. Former Broncos populate some of the highest positions in the most prestigious areas of endeavor. Many of them are still in touch. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbill affair or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings. Bronco baseball on 1230 KHIS. Hastings nothing, Dort nothing. Game number 2 here today. Broncos now batting in the bottom half of the 4th. This one's scheduled for 7. Ryan Schrod, also Bryce McMullen, Eric Anderson. The 3 guys we'll see. And then Dylan Fitzgerald, if Hastings can get something going here. Against Isaac Vanderhart, who has been tough here. There's a swing and a miss there by Schrod. The count to him is at 1 ball and 1 strike. 3 strikeouts so far for Vanderhart. He's walked a couple of guys. No base hits for the Broncos so far here in game number 2. Van Otterloo's got the only base hit for Dort. Here comes the next pitch from Vanderhart. It's going to be outside for a ball. It's now 2 balls and 2 strikes. To Ryan Schrod leading off this fourth inning of play for Hastings. Schrod with a base hit, 2 RBIs in game number 1. Next pitch is a breaking pitch. That one is going to miss. Catcher Van Epps was going to throw around their horn there for a possible strikeout, but that was not the case. 3-2 the count here. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Van Otterloo backs up, and grabs the ball out there. Schrod gave it a ride. Right at the center fielder, Colton Van Otterloo grabs the ball out there for the defenders. That's going to bring up Bryce McMullen next. McMullen, he has walked 3 times so far in this doubleheader. Had a big shot in the first ball game, a 3-run double. That was his only base hit so far in this ball game. And this doubleheader. Pitch is going to be a breaking pitch that misses, and it's now 1 ball and 0 strikes. To Bryce McMullen, who started the day with a batting average of 235 for Hastings. Pops this one up. First base side, out of play. One ball, one strike. So Hastings sitting at 4-3 now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, looking for a doubleheader sweep here tonight. Good way to start off this week here. If we can pick up a win in the nightcap, there's a bouncing ball toward third. Miss handle there by the third baseman, Schreiber. And McMullen is going to be safe over there at first base. Time to play it on the hop there. And got him handcuffed there at third base. So Bryce McMullen is going to be aboard here. That's going to be an error chalked up on the third baseman, Chris Schreiber. So Hastings gets a base runner here in the fourth. Eric Anderson comes to the plate next. He's the designated hitter here in this ball game. Reached out a fielder's choice his last time up there. Anderson did the catching in game number one. Came up with a couple of base hits and one RBI. Pops this one up. It's going to be in foul territory. Just gets into the seats about three rows deep. And the count is sitting at no balls and one strike. Nebraska will play Kansas State tomorrow in college baseball action. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS. 6:04 for the pregame show tomorrow night. 6:35 first pitch from Manhattan, Kansas, the Huskers and the Wildcats. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike here to Eric Anderson, Fitzgerald, and O'Brien. Next two scheduled hitters here for the Broncos, hoping to get something going here in the fourth. No score between the defenders and the Broncos here in game number two. There goes the runner at first base, reaching out, poking the ball down the right field line. That's going to be in foul territory. And McMullen will have to go back to the bag at first. So the hit and run was on right there. Anderson had to reach out and tap that one foul. The pitch was outside. McMullen heads back to the bag at first. The count now is at one ball and two strikes to Eric Anderson. Start of the day with a batting average of .288 here for the Broncos. Comes back and grabs the club. Now re-enters the right-hand batter's box. One ball and two strikes with one man out. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be hit right back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up out there by Van Otterloo in center field. Eric Anderson drives that baby back into the center field. We got runners on at first and second base. So the Broncos have something cooking now here in the fourth. Dylan Fitzgerald coming up to the plate next. Fitzgerald, he struck out his first time up there in inning number two. Dylan played in the first ball game, had one hit, two RBIs. Had a two-run single in the third inning in that first ball game. Chance to give the Broncos the lead here. There's one man out of the inning. Here comes the breaking pitch to the plate. It's going to miss inside. One ball and no strikes to Dylan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald has driven home six runs so far this year. Chance to do it right here with a runner on at second base. 1-0 the count. Here comes the next pitch from Vanderhorst. That's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees on the outside corner. 1-1. Fitzgerald with five base on balls so far this year. He's got 13 strikeouts. 1-1 the count here. One man out in the fourth. Isaac Vanderhorst, his next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. There's now two balls and one strike. Isaac Vanderhart, two balls and one strike. Is the count here to Dylan Fitzgerald, the number six guy in the batting order here for Hastings. Here comes a 2-1. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now Dylan Fitzgerald gets ahead on the count at three balls and one strike. Dort had a man at third base in the top half of this inning, with Van Otterloo hitting a triple, but they left him stranded. Hastings threatening now here in the bottom half of the fourth in this scoreless ball game. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. It's on the way, and that's going to be a strike in the outside corner. Fastball delivered up there by Vanderhart. Three balls and two strikes now to Dylan Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald re-enters the right-hand batter's box, touches the corner of the plate, takes a couple of practice swings. Now he's ready. Vanderhart working for the stretch. Here comes a 3-2. It's on the way. The ball's going to be hit toward right field. It's going to curve foul. That remains at three balls and two strikes. Dort not holding on the base runners here in this situation with one man out. Three balls and two strikes. Anderson is down there at first base. McMullen is on at second. Dylan Fitzgerald is your batter here with a count of three balls and two strikes. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center. Van Otterloo settles under it and makes the catch. And he quickly gets the throw back to the infield, and staying put there at second base is Bryce McMullen. So Fitzgerald flies out to center. Good defensive play out there by the center fielder for Dortz. Colton Van Otterloo getting the ball back to the infield, keeping the base runners right where they're at, first and second base. Here comes Ty O'Brien to the plate next. He walked his first time up there in inning number two. O'Brien started the day with a batting average of .221. One base hit, one RBI in game number one tonight. So Ty O'Brien coming up there now with two men out here in the fourth inning. There's a breaking pitch that's going to be in there for a strike, and it's nothing and one to Ty O'Brien here for Hastings. Broncos went down in order in the first. A couple of walks in the second inning, did not score. Went down in order in the third, and now are playing here in the fourth inning. Next pitch is a fastball. It's going to stay down low. And the count is at one ball and one strike now to O'Brien of Hastings. O'Brien leads the team in runs scored with 20. Leads the team in base on balls with 16. Coming into the doubleheader here this afternoon and this evening. 1-1 the count, two men out. Here comes the next pitch. That ball's going to be hit into left field down the line. That's going to be trouble. One run is going to score. That's going to roll to the wall at 370 feet away. Here comes the second runner to the plate. And that's a two-run double there by Ty O'Brien. I told you earlier in the ball game that the left fielder for Dortz, Justin Silva, was pulled around. And they've been giving the Broncos that left field line all day long today. Silva's been playing basically out in the left center field all day long. And finally, Hastings gets a two-run double down the line. Placed perfectly down there by Ty O'Brien. And the Broncos have the lead down by a score of 2-0. A.J. Schaefbauer coming to the plate next. Schaefbauer flew out to right field in inning number two. So he's 0-for-1 here in this ball game. Schaefbauer comes to the plate. There's the ball down low. The ball gets away from the catcher. He has problems locating the thing. And before he finds it, taking off for third base on the play is going to be Ty O'Brien. The pitch was down low, and the catcher, Josh Epps, had a tough time locating the ball, but he found it. It was too late. Ty O'Brien was already down at third base, so he sings down with two runs in. And they've got Ty O'Brien down there at third base. There's a high fly ball out toward left field. Backing up is the shortstop, but coming on to make the catch is going to be Justin Silva. The inning is over as a Schaefbauer flies out to left field. But Hastings scores two runs here in the fourth inning. Two runs on a couple of base hits. One error on the Dort defenders. And one runner left on base. We go to inning number five here tonight. The score, Hastings 2, Dort nothing.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball tonight here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, by Family Medical Center, by Five Points Bank, and by the Hastings Tribune. Hastings out on top of the Dort Defenders. The score is now 2-0, thanks to a two-run double by Ty O'Brien there in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
Dylan Brandon Horse
coming out there to begin the fifth for Dort. He's the DH, number five in the batting order. Trent Russi would be next, and we'll see Justin Silva. One of those guys get aboard. Chris Schreiber will come to the plate. Vinny Schmidt continues to throw here for Hastings. He has struck out seven so far in this ball game. Vinny goes to work there, and a strike recorded there on Brandon Horse. The count to him is sitting at no balls and one strike. Dylan Brandon Horse, he grounded out his first time up there. Grounded out to second base back there in inning number two. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up again, mile high. Right side of the diamond, backing up is O'Brien out in the shallow right field and grabs the catch. Brandon Horse makes the out there as he flies out to second base. Shallow right field as O'Brien goes back to the retrieve it for the Hastings defense. Trent Russi coming to the plate next. Russi is the shortstop. Struck out his first time up there in inning number two. Bounce here from the right-hand side. He takes a whack at that one and a swing and a foul tap. No balls and one strike to Trent Russi. He had a base hit and three trips to the plate in game number one. Hit into a double play, and he struck out his only other two plate appearances. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. And it is now one ball and one strike. We got Vinny now working on the 59 pitches through the first four and one-third innings. So sitting in good shape here. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner right at the knees. And the count here is now one ball and two strikes to Trent Russi. For the defenders, he started the day with a batting average of 167. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. So the count remains at 1-2. Sharon Peterson and McMullen out of the outfield for Hastings. Fitzgerald, Utrep, O'Brien, Schaefbauer around the diamond from third to first. Grant Krause behind the plate. Vinny Schmidt on the mound. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And now the count is sitting at two balls and two strikes here to Trent Russi. Dort 3-8 on the season in the conference. They split a couple of ball games last weekend with a good Midland bunch. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball, and now Vinny threatening to lose this guy. Three balls and two strikes. One man out here in the fifth inning of play. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight. The Broncos have a 2-0 lead. Good pitcher's duel so far. Next pitch is on the way. That one's going to be fouled back to the screen. That remains at 3-2. Vinny Schmidt throwing here for Hastings. Isaac Vanderhart, the thrower for the Dort defenders so far. Grant Savek picking up the win for Hastings in game number one tonight. Three balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Zach Peterson drifts to his left and grabs the ball out there. Two up, two down. So Russi hangs tough and finally succumbs to the fly ball. Two up Peterson out there in center field. Justin Silva coming up to the plate next. For the defenders, he struck out his last time up there in inning number three.
Two men out now here in the fifth. Vinny Schmidt will go back to work on him. And there's a fastball that's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. No balls and one strike here to Silva. He started the day with a batting average of 163. Struck out once, reached on a fielder's choice, and was hit by a pitch in game one. Bouncing ball to Fitzgerald at third. His throw across the diamond is going to be in time, and it's another 1-2-3 inning here. Silva is throwing out from third to first. Dorothy scored no runs on no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score. Hastings 2, Dort nothing.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the best place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is Hastings' only independent family medicine clinic dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. We're your family's home for healthcare at 1021 West 14, supporting Hastings College and all area student athletes.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Isaac Vanderhart back out here for the defenders. Hastings will bat in the bottom half of the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight. Broncos have the lead, 2-0 over the Dort defenders. Grant Krause will lead off the Hastings half of the fifth. Krause flew out to center field his first time up there. Inning number three, did not play in the first ball game here today. Grant Krause doing the catching for Hastings here in game number two. Scores around the bunt, pulls a back, and will take a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Krause, a batting average of 200 to start today. Six base hits and 30 trips to the plate. Bats here from the right-hand side. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes to Grant Krause. Krause, the senior from Castle Rock, Colorado, playing here for the Broncos. Here comes a 2-0 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 the count now. Krause is the number nine guy in the batting order here for Hastings. So Krause, Peterson, and Utrep. There's the ball hit to the left side. Could be trouble. Grabbed there by the shortstop. Throw over to first base is not going to be in time. In fact, it gets away from the first baseman, Fowler. Trent Russi, the shortstop, had to go to his right. He grabs that ball, does a good job just keeping that one in the infield. But then that was a tough throw over to first base. And now Zach Peterson is going to come up there next. Coming out to run at first base is going to be Daniel Stolman. He's going to come out and run. We'll check the official scores on that last one. That was a tough play there by Russi. That would be a tough error. Brandon Utrep, Zach Peterson. Scoring around the bunt is Peterson. He fouls it away. No balls and one strike. So Stolman is now down there at the first base running for Grant Krause. They're going to give Krause a hit on the play. I agree with that. Grant Krause gets a base hit. Stolman now runs for him at first base. Zach Peterson is the guy at the plate. Scores around the bunt again. Pulls her back. Takes a pitch up high for a ball. One ball and one strike to catcher Josh Van Epps. Out of his stance in a hurry, looking down toward first base. But Fowler, he was charging there at first base, so nobody really covering the bag down there. Scampering back in there was a Stolman. The count here is at one ball and one strike to Zach Peterson. Scores around the bunt again, pulls it back. Now the ball gets away from Van Epps. back to the screen and running down to a second base on the play is going to be Daniel Stolman. So now Hastings has got base runners on in the scoring position at second. Stolman is down there with nobody out. 2-0 is the score. Stolman advances on the pass ball from the catcher, Josh Van Epps. Peterson now has a count of 2-1 here at the plate. Brandon Utrecht would be second. He would be next. He's number 2 in the batting order. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. It's going to be popped up out of the outfield. Coming on is going to be a Neuroth, the right fielder, and he's going to make the catch in right center. So Peterson is retired into the play with a fly ball to right center. First out now here in the fifth inning, and now Brandon Utrecht will come to the plate. Back from Lincoln Pius. He's flown out twice to center field. 0-2 here in this ball game. Utrecht with no hits, one RBI in game number one. So he's about due. Brandon Utrecht, batting average on the season, is sitting at 209. As we get another visit from the friendly little trains by the ballpark, there's a bunt laid down, could be trouble. Fielded there by Schreiber, the third baseman is through to first base, gets by a Fowler. A run is going to come in to score. And now what are they going to have? Now a run is going to come in to score and staying at the second base on the play. It's going to be Brandon Utrecht. Ryan Schrod coming to the plate next. That one is noisy for some reason. There comes Ryan Schrod to the plate. He's going to take a pitch outside for a ball here. Three to nothing is the score now. Hastings has got the lead, one man out. Utrecht dancing his way down there at the second base. Schrod takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. 1-1 here for Ryan Schrod. Bryce McMullen would be next. Three to nothing is the score. Hastings now out on top of the Dort defenders. Here in this one. Utrecht is your base runner at second base. There's a breaking pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. And it is now 1-1. Should be 2-1 now to Ryan Schrod. Isaac Vanderhart throwing out there for the Dort defenders. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Now with a 3-0 lead. Next pitch is going to be popped up. Third base side, out of play. And it's now 2-2. Hastings with 2 runs in the fourth inning of play. They've scored 1 so far here in the fifth. They lead 3-0 now over Dort after winning the first game 12-0. Isaac Vanderhart throwing here for Dort. He's on all the way. He was a starter today. There's a ball hit right back up through the middle, and it's going to be into center field. Around the bag at third, coming home is going to be Utrecht. Now the ball is mishandled out there by Van Otterloo. Around the bag at second, on his way to third, is going to be Schrod. Hastings gets a run, and Schrod ends up at third base here for Hastings. A hard hit ball up through the middle. Vanderhart had to dance away from that one, and he gets into center field, and it was mishandled out there by Van Otterloo, the center fielder, so it's going to be a base hit and an error chalked up there. Brandon Utrecht comes around to score for Hastings. That makes it a 4-0 ball game. Ryan Schrod, he ends up over at third base for Hastings. There's still only one man out. Now Bryce McMullen comes up to the plate next. And the pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. So one ball and no strikes here to Bryce McMullen. Reached on an error, and he has walked so far in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count is sitting at one ball and one strike. Hastings will play at Dakota Wesleyan tomorrow. So it'll be a early rise and shine for the baseball team. They'll head to Mitchell, South Dakota tomorrow. They'll play at Morningside on Wednesday. And then Midland on Saturday and Sunday before coming back here on Tuesday to face the Northwestern Red Raiders. Next pitch is going to be fouled down to third base side, out of play. One ball and two strikes now to Bryce McMullen. Start of the day with a batting average of .235 for the Broncos. Dort playing with the infield in now with one man out. Next pitch is going to be popped up down the right field line. That's going to be in foul territory. Falls to the turf. And the count remains at one ball and two strikes. One and two the count here to Bryce McMullen, the right fielder for Hastings. McMullen with club in hand here. Behind in the count with one man out in the fifth. Vanderhart working from the stretch. There's the ball hit by the second baseman, Randall. That's into right field, and another run comes in to score. Schrod comes home and taps the plate. And it's a 5-0 ball game. Hastings with the lead. Bryce McMullen gets a RBI single here in the fifth. Schrod comes in to score. Hastings has taken control of the ball game now here in the fifth. And Eric Anderson comes up to the plate next. Dort playing with the infield in there with a man on at third base. One man out. And McMullen does what he had to do there. He just pokes it right on by the second baseman, Randall, in the right field. Run comes in to score. Hastings has scored three now here in the inning. 5-0 is the score as Anderson comes to the plate. Fastball is going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. So maybe after a season where Hastings has had the sticks struggle a little bit, Hastings is maybe finding something to their liking here. They had 10 base hits in the opener. That's the fourth base hit so far here in this ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And now the count is sitting at two balls and no strikes here to Eric Anderson with Dylan Fitzgerald coming up there next. Base runner is on at first base. It's going to be a heavy night on the old train track here tonight for some reason. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And it's now three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 the count here. Vanderhart might be running out of gas for the defenders. Pitched pretty well through the first four. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball, and he walks him. Anderson just drops the bat in the batter's box and hits down to the bag at first. Runners are on now at first and second base, and now we got a trip to the mound coming up here as they're going to talk with the starting pitcher, Isaac Vanderhart. The trip to the mound brought to you by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Enjoy food, friends, beverages, and big screens at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, located across the street from the water park on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So the conversation continues out there. Hastings now with the base runners on it, first and second base. McMullen goes down and has an opportunity to talk with Hastings head coach Steve Sponberg down here in the third base box. Coach now on his way to home plate to chat with Fitzgerald. Conference is broken up on the mound now. So three runs in here in the fifth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here tonight. Three runs in. Hastings with a 5-0 lead over Dort. One man out here in the fifth. Runners on at first and second base. Anderson is on at first. McMullen is on at second base. This is Dylan Fitzgerald coming to the plate next. He is 0-2 so far in this ball game.
He has struck out once, and he's flown out to center field. So he digs in here against Vanderhart, who works from the stretch. Looks for the sign. He's got it. Now there's a ball poked to the right side. That's going to get through there into right field for a base hit. Around the bag at third, coming home, is going to be McMullen, and Hastings now leads by a score of 6-0. Dylan Fitzgerald didn't hit that one very hard. In fact, it goes trickling on by the first baseman, Zach Fowler, in between him and the second baseman, Andrew Randall, into right field. An RBI single drives home McMullen from second base on the play. Hastings has now scored 4 runs here in the inning, and they lead by a score of 6-0 over Dort. Anderson moves down to second base on the play. Dylan Fitzgerald is on at first base. Here's Ty O'Brien coming to the plate next. O'Brien had a 2-run double his last time up there in the fourth inning. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a foul tap. Nothing and one to Ty O'Brien. He had that double in the fourth. He walked in the second inning of play. O'Brien started the day with a batting average of .221 for Hastings. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. Hastings has now out hit Dort in this ball game 5-1. Base runners on at first base here for Hastings, first and second. Vanderhart will work from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's on the way. It's going to be popped up. And the catcher is going to call for it. He'll make the catch. That's Josh Van Epps. So O'Brien fouls out to the catcher, Josh Van Epps. That is the second out of the inning. And now coming to the plate is going to be A.J. Schaefbauer. Schaefbauer is 0-2 so far here in this ball game. He's flown out twice. Once to right field, once to left field. He digs in there now from the right-hand side. Runners on at first and second base here for Hastings in the fifth. Looking for more. They've already got a 6-0 lead over the defenders. There's a fastball there. It's going to be inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. A.J. Schaefbauer in the first ball game. Struck out once. That is a single. Struck out again. Had another single. A couple of base hits. A couple of strikeouts for Schaefbauer in game number one. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Now one ball and one strike to A.J. Schaefbauer, senior from Rapid City, South Dakota. He was a transfer kid from the University of Mary, joining the Broncos for the 2018 season. One ball, one strike, 2 men out here in the inning. Vanderhart looking at his base runner at second. There's a pitch to the plate. He's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. A.J. Schaefbauer is the ninth guy to come to the plate here for Hastings in this fifth inning. Hastings battered around in the first ball game in inning number 3, where they scored 5 runs en route to their 12-0 win in the opener. There's a pitch outside and a big swing and a miss there by Schaefbauer as he goes after an outside pitch, and now we're even up. 2 balls and 2 strikes here to A.J. Schaefbauer. Hastings batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning on a chilly night here at Duncan Field. Isaac Vanderhart looking in for the sign from his catcher, Josh Van Epps. Now he steps off with a rubber, and it'll take a few extra seconds here between pitches. Calls back on top of the mound. Taking their respective leads, Fitzgerald and Anderson at first and second base for Hastings. Here comes a 2-2 pitch now from Vanderhart. That ball is going to be popped up and stay here in the infield. Second baseman is going to call for it, and he makes the catch. That's Andrew Randall, and the inning is over as Schaefbauer flies out to the second baseman. Hastings coming up with 4 runs here in this fifth inning of play. 4 runs on 4 hits, 1 error on the Dort defenders, and 2 men left on base. We go to the sixth inning with a score of Hastings 6, Dort nothing.
What does Inspired Healthcare mean to you? Complete diagnostic services close to home and right when you need it?
Mary Lanning Healthcare is meeting those needs with Midwest Imaging. Midwest Imaging provides services such as X-ray, CT scan, and an open MRI in your community. In most cases, we can see you right away with same-day appointments, and new patients are always welcome. Learn more at marylanning.org and see how your care is our greatest inspiration.
You might be a big city mayor, an astronaut, a professional athlete, a retired national championship coach, a member of Congress, the president of a major university, an Olympic champion. If you are, you might be a Hastings College alumnus. Former Broncos populate some of the highest positions in the most prestigious areas of endeavor. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings out on top of the Dort Defenders now as we go to the sixth inning of play. Hastings leading by the score of 6-0. Broncos have out-hit the Defenders here in this ball game 5-1. Out-hit them in the first game 10-5. Vinny Schmidt stays out there for Hastings. The Defenders will have 8-9-1 in the batting order to come up to face him here in this inning. This is going to be Chris Schreiber. First guy he'll face in the sixth inning. Schreiber struck out his last time up there in inning number 3. 0-1 here in this ball game as Vinny goes to work on him. There's the ball. It's going to be hit over the head of the second baseman, O'Brien. That's into right field. So the first pitch that he sees there, Schreiber sends that one into right field for a base hit. Andrew Randall coming up there next. So Randall so far in this ball game, what has he done? He struck out back there in the third. Randall in the first game was 1-for-2, had a single in the sixth, and he flew out to center field in the third inning of play. Started the day with a batting average of .212 for the Dort Defenders. So now Vinny will have to work from the stretch here with the man out at first base. There's a pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing at one to Andrew Randall. Six to nothing is the score. Hastings has got the lead here in this one. Kansas City Royals baseball coming up tonight over on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Kansas City playing Seattle tonight. 7:15 for the first pitch. Pregame show is underway right now over on the Breeze. We'll get to the Major League scoreboard update here as time permits. No balls and two strikes. To Andrew Randall, there's a throw over to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Schreiber. One of these teams' big base-stealing threats. Dort is 15 out of 20 in swiping bases this year. Hastings, 12 out of 18. Schreiber takes his lead down there at first base. This is Randall at the plate. And a pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. And now it's one ball and two strikes. Randall started the day with a batting average of .212. At the top of the order, coming up there next. Taylor Neuroth swinging the bat in the on-deck circle here for the Defenders. Still looking for their first run of this doubleheader. There's a swing and a miss there. Kind of an awkward swing and a strikeout. Strikeout number 8 in the ball game now for Vinny Schmidt. And Taylor Neuroth is going to come to the plate next. That's the first out of the inning. Neuroth has grounded out twice so far in the ball game. He was 0-for-3 in game number 1. So he's 0 for his last 5. 3-10, his batting average to start today. Back there for the third time here in this ball game. Vinny again working from the stretch with a base runner on at first base. There's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. And now going out to have a couple of words with his pitcher is going to be Grant Krause. We'll get you the scoreboard update brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963, located at 1021
West 14th Street in Hastings. Cleveland is leading Detroit in Major League Baseball 2-0. They're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. There's the ball hit towards second. O'Brien picks it up, goes to second base for one over the first base, not in time. That one goes ricocheting off of the chest of O'Brien. He stops it and he picks it up and flips it over to Utrep to catch the force out over there on Schreiber. But the relay throw over to first base was not in time. So they catch the lead run down there at second base. And now Josh Van Epps will come to the plate next. Bottom of the third inning. Milwaukee is leading St. Louis 2-0. No score between Toronto and Baltimore at the end of two. Bottom of the third is the Nationals over the Braves by a score of 2-0. Phillies leading the Reds 3-1. They're in the top of the third inning. Mets are out on top of the Marlins 3-0. They're in the top half of the third inning. There's the ball hit back to Schmidt on the mound. He runs it over to a first base, underhands it over there, and the inning is over. Josh Van Epps is retired in the play from pitcher to first. So the inning is over here for the Dort defenders. They score no runs on a base hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings 6, Dort nothing.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts or illnesses,
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the five-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
New pitcher here for Dort is going to be Karsten Marker. Marker, a sophomore out of Orange City, Iowa. So Karsten Marker coming on to throw here now for the Dort defenders. 9.53 is his earned run average. No decisions so far. Making his fifth appearance this season, he's thrown only 5 2/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, 8 runs, 6 of those earned, 5 base on balls, 8 strikeouts. Team's batting .273 against him. So Karsten Marker comes on in relief now here in the sixth inning of play, with the Dort defenders trailing in this ball game by a score of 6-0. One of the game in Major League Baseball we were telling you about. Tampa Bay Rays beat the Chicago White Sox in a final score of 5-4. Your scoreboard update brought to you by Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care since 1963, located at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. So Dort going to the pen here in the sixth inning. Isaac Vander Hart goes 5 innings here tonight in the second ball game. Gives up the 6 runs, 6 hits, had 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts. So Karsten Marker is now out there for the Dort defenders. Vinny Schmitz went all the way for Hastings here in this ball game. Broncos now batting here in the sixth inning. We'll start off the same spot we started off the last inning with Grant Krause. Krause had his single to begin the fifth inning for Hastings. Blew out to center in his only plate appearance of the night. Takes a strike there, and the count to him is at 1-1. 1-1 the count here to Grant Krause. And he did not play in game number one for Hastings, doing the catching chores for the Broncos here in this second half of the twin bill. Grant Krause, a right-handed hitter here. Batting average to start today was sitting at 200. Next pitch to him is going to be up high for a ball. And the count is sitting at one ball and two strikes now to Krause. Just underway here in the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for seven here tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. And there's now two balls and two strikes. It'll be a short night tonight for Dort. They've got about a five-hour trip back to Sioux Center. They'll be heading back after the ball game tonight. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. Back to the screen, and the count is at three balls and two strikes to Grant Krause. Zach Peterson would be next, and then Brandon Utrep. Ryan Schrod would then come to the plate if one of those guys can get aboard. Three balls and two strikes. Nobody out for Hastings here in the sixth. There's the ball hit back up through the middle. That's going to be a base hit. That is the seventh hit of the ball game now for Hastings as Grant Krause gets his second hit of this ball game. He singles back up through the middle. He's going to be run for now. Coming back out is going to be Daniel Stolman. He's a sophomore utility player out of Manly, Nebraska. He will run over there to first base now for Krause, the catcher. Here's Zach Peterson coming to the plate next for Hastings. Peterson, he's 0 for 3 here in this ballgame. And a leadoff spot here. Peterson had two hits and two RBIs in game number one. It's that one to the third baseman. Schreiber grabs it. He goes over to second base, and that's all they're going to get. No double play. They chop down the lead run down there at second base. As Grant Krause is retired in the play. That's going to bring up Brandon Utrep next. Utrep so far, what's he got going here? He's flown out twice to center field. He's reached on an error and has scored a run, so he's 0 for 3 here in this ball game. Had a sacrifice, grounded out once. Had a base on balls. He flew out twice in game number one. Utrep started the day with a batting average of 209. He's going to take a pitch here for a strike, and it's nothing and one. So Karsten Barker, a right-handed thrower here for the Dort defenders out here in the sixth inning in relief. Barker comes set with the base runner on at first base. There's a pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nothing and two now to Brandon Utrep. Seeing the sun here late in the afternoon, early this evening. It was cloudy throughout much of the day. And a chilly one at that tonight. Temps in the 30s, temperature-wise, down in the 20s for the wind chill reading here today. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be outside. The ball gets away from the catcher. Van Epps running down to second base. And the play is going to be Stolman. He takes a big turn down there at second, but he'll stay put. Well, that's Zach Peterson. Peterson down at second base. Stolman was retired on that force at second base, preceding play. So Utrep is up there now with a count of one ball and two strikes and one man out. Zach Peterson is your base runner down there at second base. Karsten Barker offers up another one to the plate. That's going to be outside for another ball. Two balls, two strikes. After the game tonight, we'll name our player of the game. Also have the coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Two balls, two strikes. One man out with a runner on down there at second base. Hastings with a lead here in this one. The score is 6-0. Hastings winning the first ball game easily, 12-0 over Dort. High fly ball out to Van Otterloo out in center field. He grabs it. Gets it back to the infield here. Staying put at second base is going to be Zach Peterson. Utrep flies out to center field to record the second out here in the sixth. Ryan Schrod coming up there next. Schrod had a single scored a run in the fifth. Flew out to center field in the fourth, and he struck out in the first. One for three for Ryan Schrod. He steps up there now from the left-hand side, working against the righty in the Karsten Barker. Here comes a pitch to him. It's going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Ryan Schrod for Hastings. Schrod in the first ball game had one hit, two RBIs for Hastings. Schrod started the day with a batting average of 234. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be hit down the line and right side. It's going to be in foul territory. 1-1 the count now. First baseman Zach Fowler watches that one go foul for the Dort defenders. Dort scheduled to play host to Doan this weekend, Friday and Saturday. That's their next games. 1-1 the count here. Here comes the next pitch by Barker. It's going to be on the way, and that's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now two balls and one strike. This is like the fourth train that has buzzed the field here in about the last 20 minutes. Been a busy night on the old choo-choo tracks. Two balls and one strike. Here comes the next pitch, swung on and foul tap. Just got a little piece of that one. The count is sitting at two balls and two strikes now on Ryan Schrod. Base runner is Zach Peterson down there at second base. Hastings looking for some more insurance here in the sixth inning, already with a 6-0 lead here in this one. Ryan Schrod digs back into the left-hand batter's box with a count of two balls and two strikes. Two men out. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be on the way. It's going to be outside and down low for another ball. 3-2. If Schrod can get aboard, we'll see McMullen coming to the plate for Hastings. Karsten Barker leading in for his sign here. He's got it. Comes set. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. It's on the way. It's going to be popped up. Shallow center field. Drifting back is going to be the shortstop, and he grabs the ball out there. That's Rusi. Grabs the ball in the shallow center field to record the out. So he sees nothing going here in the sixth inning of play. They score no runs on a base hit. No errors and one runner left on base. Go to the top of the seventh with a score. Hastings 6, Dort nothing.
To go for all your healthcare needs, their team is trained to treat the whole person regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is Hastings' only independent family medicine clinic dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. We're your family's home for healthcare at 1021 West 14th, supporting Hastings College and all area student-athletes.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online, HastingsLink.com. Kansas City Royals baseball just about ready to get underway. I'm from Kauffman Stadium in KC. The Royals playing Seattle tonight, 7:15 for the first pitch. Pre-game show is already underway over on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Nebraska baseball tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. Kansas State and the Huskers from Manhattan, Kansas. 6:04 for the pregame show tomorrow night. 6:35 for the first pitch. Nebraska and Kansas State here on 1230 KHIS. Vinny Schmidt comes back out trying to win his fourth ball game of the 2018 season. He's got a 6-0 lead as we buzz into the seventh inning here tonight in this seven-inning ball game between Hastings and Dort. This is Colton Van Otterloo to lead things off here in the seventh. He's a guy who had that triple back there in the fourth inning his last time up there. Second leading hitter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The face of Vinny again here in the seventh. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike now to Colton Van Otterloo. They check on Vinny's numbers, 79 pitches. That's what we got him for right now, 79 pitches for Vinny. He jams him inside and pops this one up. Here's Krause calling for it. The catcher, and he makes the catch. Krause makes the catch in the ball right here at the plate. A little bit more. Iffy than really probably should have been there, but Krause makes the catch. A nice grab there. Falls down out in front of the plate. Grabs the ball. Otterloo fouls out to the catcher. Coming up to the plate next is going to be Zach Fowler. Fowler is 0 for 2 here tonight. Pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. One man out here in the seventh. Dort needing 6 runs to continue this thing here tonight. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Don't want to jinx Vinny, but he still has not allowed a run this season for Hastings. Vinny, if he can finish things off, he'll be up to 21 innings. There's a high flying ball to want to a center field. That one is off of the wall at 408 feet away. Maybe spoke too soon. There's a Foster. He's into the bag at second with a stand-up double. Boy, that baby would have been out from most ballparks, not here at Duncan at 408 feet away. That's one of the hardest hit balls I've seen here in a while. The straightaway center, Zach Fowler, pulls up at the second base with a double. Grant Krause is going to go out and have a couple of words with Vinny to settle him down here. Here comes Dylan Brandon Horst coming to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. Yeah, that would have been out in most ballparks, not here at Duncan. That was a hard-hit ball by Zach Fowler. Brandon Horst to the plate now with a runner on at second base. One man out here for the Dort defenders, trailing by a score of 6-0. Pitch to the plate is going to be in there for a strike, 0-1. Coming up, we'll have the player of the game and the coach's post-game show here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Dylan Brandon Horst waiting here at the plate. No balls and one strike. With one man out. Vinny working from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. Hit on the ground. Slow roller out to O'Brien at second base. He goes over the first. That's going to be in time. 2 men out. That was a tough play by O'Brien. That was just a slow roller in the grass here at Duncan. O'Brien comes charging in. Grabs it. Quickly gets it over to Schaefbauer at first base. And now Trent Russi comes to the plate next. Russi's 0 for 2 here tonight. Russi struck out in the second inning. He flew out to center in inning number 5. So zip for 2 with a runner on at third base. There's a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike. Vinny Schmidt with no walks again in the ball game tonight and 8 strikeouts. Giving up 3 base hits. No runs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be a fastball that misses outside. And it's now 1 ball and 1 strike. If all goes according to plan, Vinny's next outing will be on Saturday in Fremont against Midland. Grant Savek expected to start 1 game on Saturday, and Vinny would get to start in game number 2. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. To Trent Russi, Justin Silva, the left fielder, would be next. And then Chris Schreiber, if Dort can keep things going here in the top half of the seventh inning. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. That's going to be up high for a ball. And now it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Nobody up and throwing for Hastings down in the bullpen. Then he's got a 6-run lead here in the seventh inning. They count to Russi is hitting at 3 balls and 1 strike. 2 men out. There's the next pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball, and he lost him. So a baseline ball is given up there. That's the first walk of the ball game now given up by Vinny. Runners are on at first and third base. Here comes Justin Silva to the plate next for Dort. Silva struck out in the third. He grounded out in the fifth. Two men out here for the Dort defenders. Hastings trying to lock up their 13th win of the season here. This will be their fifth conference win in eight starts. There's a high fly ball, but it's going to get out of play. No balls and one strike now to Justin Silva. 0 for 2 so far in the ball game. Silva's struck out, and he has grounded out once. Struck out, reached on a fielder's choice, and was hit by a pitch in game number one. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That ball is going to be hit towards center field. Zach Peterson grabs it, and the ball game is over. Silva flies out to center field, so Vinny's scoreless streak will stretch to 21 innings here as he starts his collegiate career. Has not allowed a run so far this season in his first season as a pitcher for the Broncos. The Dort defenders, they score no runs, one base hit, no errors, two runners left on base. Hastings wins the second half of the doubleheader by a score of 6-0. Back with the final totals after this.
What does inspired healthcare mean to you? Complete care, close to home, and right when you need it? Mary Lanning Healthcare is meeting those needs with our Grand Island area family medical clinics. Central Nebraska Family Care in Grand Island, Wood River, and Donovan Family Care provide complete care in your community. In most cases, the healthcare providers can see you right away with same-day appointments, and new patients are always welcome. Learn more at marylanning.org and see how your care is our greatest inspiration.
What would the world look like if it was filled with Hastings College alumni in every field of endeavor? Frankly, that's a trick question, because there are Hastings College alumni filling important positions from Ireland to China, Omaha to Kazakhstan. Many are still in touch. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
KHAS.
All right, Hastings wins the nightcap here tonight over the Dort defenders. A final score of 6-0. Our final game stats brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Now you can target any size gift to Hastings College with Bronco Boost. Go to hastings.edu for more information. Hastings 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They leave 6. Dort no runs, 3 hits, 3 errors. They leave 4. Vinny Schmidt, the winning pitcher for Hastings, he is now 4-0 on the season. Has not allowed a single run so far this season, and that streak has now reached 21 and a third innings for Vinny. He gives up 3 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts tonight. Isaac Vanderhart is the losing pitcher here for the Dort defenders. He goes 5 innings tonight, gives up 6 runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts as Vanderhart takes the loss. He is now 1-2 on the season for Dort. Hastings offensively tonight in game number 2. They had 2 base hits from Grant Krause out of the number 9 position. 1 hit and 1 RBI for Ryan Schride. Bryce McMullen had 1 hit and 1 RBI. A base hit for Eric Anderson in this ball game. Tonight, Dylan Fitzgerald had 1 hit and 1 RBI. Ty O'Brien had a hit and 2 RBIs. Hastings picking up the win here in game number 2, 6-0 over Dort after beating the defenders 12-0 in game number 1. So Hastings improves to 13 wins, 16 losses on the season. Now 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will head for Dakota Wesleyan for 2 games tomorrow. 2 games against Morningside on Wednesday, and then 4 games against Midland coming up this weekend up in Fremont. The Dort defenders, they will drop to 6 wins and 16 losses, 3-9 in conference play. They'll get ready to take on the Doan University Tigers this weekend. And Hastings wins both ends of the doubleheader, 12-0 and 6-0. Stay tuned. Player of the game coming up next. Then the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Hastings College Baseball has been brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. By Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for healthcare. By Five Points Bank, the better bank, with three locations at Hastings. By the Hastings Tribune, your life, your news. By Hastings Convenient Care PC, here to help when you need it most, now. By Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, enjoy great food, good service, and a warm, friendly atmosphere at 2017 West 2nd Street, right across from the water park. And by the Hastings College Foundation. Stay tuned. More post-game coverage is coming up on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, KHAS Radio.
Someone once said,
if you build it, they will come.
To which the world-famous Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill adds,
and they'll eat like crazy, too.
What Bullseye's built is the soup and salad bar weekdays from 11 in the morning until 9 at night. You choose from a Lagerbilt fare or pile it on. Build it your way. Weekdays, 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. with the soup and salad bar. Regular menu available, too. At Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill on West 2nd, across from the water park, Hastings.
Our Hastings College baseball coverage continues with the player of the game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
I'm back at Duncan Field. Hastings wins both ends of the doubleheader, 12-0 and 6-0 over the Dort defenders. This is the player of the game. On 1230 KHIS, again in the first contest, Hastings hammering out 10 base hits in the ballgame. Zach Peterson had a couple of hits for Hastings. Also two hits from Eric Anderson, two hits from A.J. Schaefbauer. Also a couple of RBIs from Dylan Fitzpatrick. We had three RBIs from Bryce McMullen on a double in the fifth inning. Also two RBIs from Ryan Schrod. All big-time hitters in game number one. And then you got to look at the starting pitching. It was a Grant Savek in the first game for Hastings as he picks up the win. Vinny Schmidt in the second game for Hastings throws another gem for the Broncos as he shuts down the Dort defenders in this ball game tonight. Vinny going seven innings, giving up three hits, no runs, a walk, and eight strikeouts. And then a couple of base hits from Grant Krause in this ball game tonight in the number nine spot. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com and find in the menu where it says HT Media. You can get copies of your favorites. And to have the Hastings Tribune delivered to you every morning, call 402-462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College is going to be the two starting pitchers here tonight. Grant Savek in game number one. He's now 3-3 in the season. He goes seven innings, gives up no runs, no walks, six strikeouts, five hits. Hastings wins over Dort by a score of 12-0. In the second ball game, Vinny Schmidt, he goes the distance. He's now 4-0 in the season. He gives up three hits, no runs, one walk. He had eight strikeouts. He's now gone 21 and a third innings without even giving up a run to start off his collegiate career here at Hastings College. So Grant Savek and Vinny Schmidt are players of the game tonight as Hastings College takes two from the Dort defenders. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
The player of the game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Your life, your news. To subscribe to the Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign.
Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
It's time for the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help when you need it most. Now, 208 South Burlington in the Burlington Village.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings wins twice over the Dort Defenders here in the doubleheader here tonight as Andrew Kuda, one of the assistant coaches for Hastings, will join us on the postgame. And, Coach, tell you what, pretty dominating performance for the team tonight. Maybe the best win, Bill, we've seen in a while out of you guys.
Yeah, I tell you what, there's a lot to feel good about tonight. Offensively, we got some things going. We hit the ball really well in that first game, hit some balls really hard that didn't find holes, but we were also able to find quite a few holes. Had Bryce McMullen, the four-hole right fielder for us. He stepped up in a big way with that double off the wall. With bases loaded, and on top of that, there was just a lot of guys that stepped up offensively. Defensively, we played really sharp in the doubleheader. I think we had maybe one error, but I thought we were really sharp defensively. And then pitching's probably been our strength all year, and we had a sophomore and a freshman, so a couple young guys go out, but they've been really good for us all year. And we had a lot of confidence heading into this game with those two guys going, and when you only surrender one walk in 14 innings, you're going to be tough to beat.
You guys got a tough stretch. We've been talking about that throughout the ball game. You've got 10 games this week in the conference. You get off to a great start here tonight with a pretty solid performance. Is this the type of performance can maybe jumpstart this team? And you guys could be tough to beat. Do you have a good feeling going into the rest of the week?
Absolutely, we do. You know, going into this stretch after the weekend, having to postpone those games, we knew that today would be a very important day for us. If we got off to a good start with these six games over the next 3 days, we thought that we could feel really good about going into the next couple. And we did exactly that. We hit well, we defended well, we pitched really well. So you got to feel good about what we did today and being prepared to go tomorrow up to Dakota Wesleyan and then Wednesday at Morningside.
Let's talk about the pitchers, Vinny and Savak in the first ball game. You're a former pitcher dealing with this cold weather. What do they have to go through tonight to stay in the ball game and to stay sharp?
You know, it's really important with weather like this. Obviously, it's important to get a great warm-up, and our guys have done a great job of that all year, spending extra times making sure their arms and their body are ready. And then more than anything, once the game starts, it's mental. You just got to be tough. You got to be tough enough to compete, pitch in and pitch out. Obviously, with the weather not being ideal, the wind's blowing, it's cold out here. But the hitters are going through the same thing, and you know that as a pitcher, and you know that if you can be tough, if you can be mentally tougher than what they are, you're going to have an opportunity to succeed, because these aren't easy conditions to play in, but if you can compete through it, you're gonna have a great opportunity.
Let's break down the two outings. First of all, what did you see out of Savak in game number one?
I'll tell you what, Grant's been great for us all year. You know, his record doesn't show it. He's had a few games where he threw really well and ended up taking a loss. And he did exactly what we expected him to. He was really in command with his fastball, and he got on top of a lot of hitters. Not allowing a walk is something that we've really pushed with him, because his velocity and his movement is it's good enough to be really successful as long as we don't put guys on base for him. If we make him earn it when he's on the mound, he's going to be really tough to beat. And he did exactly that. He was on top of a lot of hitters. He filled the zone, and he let his defense work for him. And I think that's what we saw out of him.
And Vinny in game number two is just classic Vinny. We've been seeing it for a long time now, that guy.
You know, he's been unbelievable this year. I can't believe the start he's had for us. He started the year, you know, as a freshman out of the bullpen, and he was really sharp for us there. And then he had an opportunity with a bunch of games during a few weeks ago, and we had an injury. And he stepped up, and he's seized that role. He's been awesome. He hasn't given up a run yet, like we've talked about. He's just in command all the time, and he doesn't miss up. When he misses, it's out or down. And those are two things that we talk about a lot, especially for Vinny. And he's not a guy that's going to run the ball past a lot of guys velocity-wise, but he locates with three pitches, and he competes every pitch. And he's been awesome for us this year.
And this is a team that has struggled offensively throughout the year. We don't have the numbers that it really takes to maybe make a run at things. But tonight, I thought the bats came alive, and it was just not one or two guys up and down the order. It seemed like you got to production throughout most of the order tonight.
You know, we've been talking a lot about it. Our approaches has been really good the last few weeks. We haven't really seen it play out on the field yet until today. With the number of hits that we had, but our guys are staying focused. They're not giving up. They're doing what they need to do to be successful at practice. And that's really starting to pay dividends, I think. We have a lot of guys that have really great approaches at the plate. And, for example, Brandon Utrip, the second game, I don't know if he had a hit, but he hit three or four balls really hard. And that's kind of been the story all year for us. We've been putting balls in play, and we just haven't really, I don't want to use the word luck, but we haven't had a lot of luck with balls finding gaps and finding holes. And as a whole, our team's done a great job of just staying the course and staying with the approach and continuing to work and really focusing on the process rather than the results. And I think we're going to start to see those results if we continue to do what we've been doing both in games and at practice.
Yeah, we've been talking pitching. We talking offense. Defensively, again, had a solid performance. He threw a guy out at home plate. I think Ryan Schrott in that first ball game threw a guy out at home plate. And those are the plays that can be, you know, the ones that can make or break a ball game. That was a great play by Schrott.
Absolutely. It was an unbelievable play. And we've got a lot of outfielders that have really great arms. He's one of them, certainly. He was actually a guy that started at third base for us at the beginning of the year, but we had some injuries out there and we had some roles change. And so he stepped into that that role defensively really well. And he's one of our top defenders. He does a great job getting reads on balls, and clearly he has a plus-plus arm being able to throw that guy out. That was a phenomenal play.
All right, so now you got two games tomorrow at Dakota Wesleyan, two games on Wednesday at Morningside, and then four games this weekend up in Fremont against a very good Midland team. This is the point of the season where you can make a run in the conference with some wins here this week.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to get on the bus tomorrow morning and head up to Mitchell, South Dakota to face that Dakota Wesleyan team that for the 4 years that I've seen them, the last 4 years here, they're just a really competitive team. They're a team that doesn't give games away. They play. They defend really well. They've always had solid pitching, and they're just scrappy. And so that's a team that we're going to have to compete really well against. But if we play our style of baseball and we pitch the way we have recently and we continue to defend and then find some timely hitting, I think it can be another step in the right direction for where we want to go the rest of the year.
Okay, keep her going. We'll catch up with you again.
Hey, thanks a lot. Good to be here.
That's Andrew Kuda. He's the assistant coach for Steve Sponberg. Again, Hastings winning twice here tonight, 12-0 and 6-0 over the Dort Defenders as they get ready to play at Dakota Wesleyan on Tuesday. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball on 1230 KHIS.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
To come to Nebraska to go to school and not play baseball. I think he had a couple opportunities.
Yeah, Hastings College wins both ends of the doubleheader here tonight, 12-0 over Dort in the first game and 6-0 in the second ball game. Hastings now 13-16 in the season, 5-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will play tomorrow at Dakota Wesleyan and head for Morningside on Wednesday. And like we said, we talked with the four games coming up this weekend against Midland. We'll catch up with them again next Tuesday. They've got another game that was postponed earlier this season, a doubleheader against Northwestern. They'll make that up, or try to make it up anyway, on Tuesday back here at home. And we'll have the contest for you next Tuesday here on 1230 KHIS. So that'll wrap up coverage here tonight from Duncan Field and Hastings for 1230 KHIS Sports. This is Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Hastings Convenient Care PC. Here to help when you need it most. Now, 201 South Burlington in the Burlington Village. Catch the excitement of Hastings College baseball all season long on your Hastings link to Broncos Sports, KHAS Radio. Hastings College Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.